No, it's 7:46 is the time. Now, tonight's story is called Gustav the Goldfish. We have one more Dr. Seuss story. But we are going to the library tomorrow, aren't we, Rory? And we're going to get lots of new books. We've run out. We'll find out. Now, are you ready? The man who sold Gustav the Goldfish to us had warned us, "Take care when you feed this small cuss. Just feed him a spot. If you feed him a lot, then something might happen. It's hard to say what." That's what the man said. So I tried to take care, just to feed Gus a pinch, but it never seemed fair. Because he always looked sad when he gulped down the stuff, and his eyes seemed to tell me, "This isn't enough." Then he'd always blow bubbles, as much as to say, "Come on, don't be stingy, I'm hungry today." Gus had to have food. Not a spot, but a lot. No matter what happened, I didn't care what. So finally, one day, poor old Gus looked so thin. I took the whole box, and I dumped it all in. But the second I did it, I saw I'd done wrong. That fish foot, I guess, must be terribly strong. The second Gus ate it, he grew twice as long. He grew twice as thick and he grew twice as wide. Too big for his fishbowl, his tail was outside. He was bursting the glass. He was big as a trout. I grabbed for the rose bowl. I yanked the rose out. My mother's best bowl, but I spilled Gustav in it. But what was the use? Because the very next minute, Gustav was bigger. As big as a shad. And he looked through the glass and he looked mighty mad. And he splashed and he thrashed and he burped and he blew, as much as to tell me, "I blame this on you. This is your fault because you fed me a lot. Get me out of here, quick. Get me out of this spot." To the back of the house, to the kitchen I ran. I needed more water. I filled up a pan. I poured Gustav in it as fast as I could, but he kept right on growing. It did him no good. I poured him from pot into pot after pot, but the faster I poured him, the bigger he got. Then I ran out of pots, but poor Gustav still grew. Oh, it's awful what one box of fish food can do. Water, more water. He'll die in the air. I raced from the kitchen and up the hall stair, upstairs to the bathroom, and oh, what a climb, because the fish in my arms grew and grew all the time. Each step he kept groaning and rolling his eyes. When I got to the top, he was halibut size. He was almost too big for a fellow to lug, but I got to the bathtub and put in the plug. And I turned on the cold water tap to full blast. "Gustav," I panted, "you're safe now at last." "Gustav," I panted, "this tub ought to do. It holds my whole family. It ought to hold you." But it didn't hold Gustav. He kept right on growing, and soon the whole bathtub was full, overflowing. And my parents, I knew, would be very upset because the water was making the bathroom quite wet. It was up past my ankles, my knees, past my waist. And I saw Father's shaving brush, toothbrush and paste bobbing around in the ocean. But what could I do? Because Gustav, my goldfish, still grew and he grew. He was big as a dolphin, a porpoise, a seal. Oh, why did I ever feed Gustav that meal? Just because I was careless and fed him a lot, I would drown in this bathroom as likely as not. Mom, then bang!
Mum, he should not eat a lot.
Yeah. Then bang! With a crash and a terrible roar.
He should have not said, "Hey, give me a lot of that."
Yeah, yeah. He should have only had one pinch. And a splintering smash, we burst right through the door. And Gustav and I...
I'm trying to focus.
Okay, but I'm trying to read. What? Can I keep reading?
Mom.
Can I read the story?
Mom.
What?
He should have not have a lot of pinches.
Yeah, I know, you're right. And Gustav and I shot out into the halls and back down the stairs like Niagara Falls. "I knew," sighed the man, "this would happen one day." And he hung up the... Have I missed a page? I have, of course. Then the first thing I knew, we were down in the cellar. And Gustav, my fish, was a gigantic feller. Too wild and too dangerous to handle alone. I needed some help, so I rushed to the phone and quick dialed the number of Mr. Van Bus, the man who sold Gustav the goldfish to us. Come over, please, mister. He's big as a whale. He's banging the boiler to bits with his tail. I knew, sighed the man, this would happen one day. And he hung up the phone and he came right away with a lot of strange bottles tucked into his vest and a thing on his back like a medicine chest. And he took it down cellar and worked underwater on Gustav for more than an hour and a quarter. What he did, I don't know, but he must have been wise, because he shrank Gustav back to his regular size. And he said, as he handed my fish back to me, "It was mighty hard work, boy, but this time it's free. If it happens again, I shall charge a big fee. So next time, take care." And he stalked through the door. Since then, I've fed Gustav so much and no more. Since then, I have not fed him more than a spot. Because something might happen. And now, I know what.
What's next?
Oh, that was a really good one.
What's next?
I'll tell you now, but he had a giant fish, huh?
Yeah.
A fish the size of a whale. What would we do in our house if we had that?
Mom, how did the little boy get down the plug?
What do you mean, get down the plug?
How did he get down the plug?
He didn't.
How?
He put the plug in the bathtub and filled it with water.
But how did he get in there?
Oh, he ran up the stairs with Gustav and plonked him into the bath. Yeah.
And how did he get in the bath?
Oh, I don't think he did, but the water overflowed all over the bathroom, so that's how he got wet. Yeah.